他是明末四大师之一，那而且莲池大师本身是禅净双修，所以我大家不要认为说法师你都要讲那个念佛的净土法门，其实是讲高僧行仪。这个莲池大师一生当中有很多很多的很好的东西，我想在这边一一分享。上一次我讲的是七笔沟，我想大家就觉得非常精彩，哦 okay、所以这次我要讲的是普劝念佛文。
OK, this topic is we talk about Master Lian Chi, and actually we really talk about in these great monks' conduct and behavior. And Master Lian Chi is one of the four great masters in the end of the Ming Dynasty. And he practiced in both Chan and Pure Land altogether. So, and don't think, you know, because something to do with Pure Land, we keep talking about the topics of Pure Land. No, we actually emphasize on these great monks' conduct and behavior. Last week, we talked about this seven strikeout. And this week, we're going to talk about this advising or persuasive recite Buddha's this verses, Buddha's name's verses.
好，所以我们大家一起来，我们先一起来念。
Join palm, please.
Okay, 好。南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，无上甚深微妙法。百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。Homage to the Origin Master Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the Origin Master Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the Origin Master Shakyamuni Buddha. The unsuppressed, profound, and subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons.Now I see, hear, and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meaning of Tathagata. 谢谢，请放掌。
Thank you.
我想问一个问题：我们这一生为什么来到人世间
？Let me ask you this question: Why are you here in the human realm?
其实不知道，可以想一想。法师这边没有，其实没有答案。但是我要问的是。我们现在都是人嘛，哈，现人生嘛，哈，也在娑婆世界的这个人世间，这个人法界当中，我们来问一下，为什么我们这一生会在这个地方出现
？Actually, I don't have an answer, and so now we all come to this world as a human being, and why are you here, appear as a human in this world？
不是啊，你有什么想法？有什么答案？可以分享吗
？Anybody want to share your answer?
啊？还愿、还债、受报。OK， 好。
来造业。
在造业。还有呢？
来学习。
来学习。好，还有吗？来成佛。来。
We have various answers, and some people say we come here to pay back the debt, and some people and to say we may come here to collect the debt. Some people may said we here to pay back our retribution, and some people say we may come here create more karma, and or to learn Buddhism and to achieve Buddhahood.
其实都对啊，不是不对，都对。但是他只是这一生的这个小点的本身的可能是前世的，我们就今生就来了嘛，齁，可能我想这迷迷糊糊来了，可是我觉得要对这一生要给他一个更重要的意义在，他为什么在人法界？你刚刚讲的受报还愿可不可以其他法界？可以啊，畜生道要不要受报还愿？要嘛，对吗？可是为什么你会在人法界？这是我的问题。人法界 human realm
可以修行，
对了，可以修行，这是非常重要的。其他道可不可以修行？可以，但是它没有像人法界这么殊胜，因为人法界是什么？苦乐参半，对吗？舒服舒服，但是也是不舒服，好， 像天界可以修行，可以，天界太舒服了，不容易修行。所以人法界有这么舒坦的地方，就是它是一个好修行的地方。
So all that answer are correct. So why we here to come to the human realm? We specify in human realm, and all that and can happen in other realms. Why particularly in human realm is so important? Because in human realm we can practice. And in our life, and we all have some joy, and of course we have a lot of suffering. And because of that, and we can practice in the heavenly realm, and all the people are really enjoyable their life over there, and they don't even want to bother to practice. So that's why in human realm it's so important, and we are here to practice.
像我们知道说修行要成佛要多少三七百劫对吗？三大阿僧祇百劫修相好嘛，好，那你说那法师那今生就是三祇百劫其中的一小点而已，有什么了不起？不，它就是很重要的。
To achieve Buddhahood, we gotta go through three asankhaya, and so our lifetime is one tiny little point in among this asankhaya. But this small tiny point is very critical, very important.
我们读过那个千手千眼。大飞星陀罗尼经，我想你们读过对吗？这个观世音菩萨在因地是初地菩萨的时候，他遇到了谁？千光王进驻佛，对不对？他告诉他大悲咒的方法，他当下怎么样？从初地顿超八地，从初地到顿超八地，不是要好长时间？顿超，用这个字叫顿超，你才知道说每一个 moment 都这么重要，你懂我意思吗？嗯。
Like the Guanyin Bodhisattva, and which is stated in the Great Compassion Dharani. And when Guanyin Bodhisattva encountered a thousand light pure abiding Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva suddenly jumped from the first bhumi to the eighth bhumi. And this is very important. Every single point is very critical.
所以在修行的每个当下都这么重要。好，我再举一个例子。我想大家读过《法华经》，《法华经》那个小龙女，从龙宫出来之后呢，在跑到这个虚空会的时候，就有人掐了吉他说：“啊，你龙女想要成佛，怎么可能呢？”小龙女就说：“好，你看着好了。”他拿了一个宝珠献给佛，对不对？佛一接受，他们就会说：“你看哦，我成佛比这个更快哦。”当下看到小龙女现男子身，到南方无垢世界去成佛去了，这个都是刹那间就做的事情了。
So in Lotus Sutra, and there's a little Naga girl, little dragon girl, and then people say, you are a little dragon girl, you want to achieve Buddhahood, that's impossible. She just say, watch me. So when I make an offering, this precious pearl to Shakyamuni Buddha, suddenly, and she turned into a male body, and immediately she went to a thousand... undestructible and world to achieve Buddhahood. So that's why every single point in the path of our practice is very critical, very important.
所以大家有听到我的意思吗？重点就是说，你不要说好像就今生就这样迷糊来的，就是来嘛，就来，然后就走就走，不是的。每一个当下都是这么样的重要，每个当下都是这么重要。所以修行就是重点在每一个当下的心，当下心，当下心，当下心。所以我们今生来到人世间，重点是什么？重点是说我们来修行嘛，做什么？成佛做主，做自己的主人。怎么做主法？让自己的心不随外境转，让自己能够决定控制自己的心，这就是我们今生来人世间的目的，成佛做主。所以今生所做的一切事情，包括过去生所有的一切，来到今天这样当下，都是为了成就一个事情，叫成佛做主。这成佛做主不一定是三七百劫哦，你可能下一个 moment 就成佛做主了。所以为什么这个修行这么重要？每一个当下都是一个修行的好因缘。
So do you understand my point? The key point is the present mind. The present mind is most important. On the path of our practice, every single point is very critical. Why are we doing this? And from the past, we practice. In the present, we practice. Every single present moment is important. And why? Because at that present moment, and the final goal, we practice at that present moment, at the final goal is to achieve Buddhahood and be the master of yourself. What's the meaning of be the master of yourself? Whatever the temptation outside, you are not affected by. So you become your own master to achieve Buddhahood. That's very critical, very important. So this is the point we're trying to emphasize.
So, 所有的事情只为了做一个事叫成佛做主。每一个当下的修行只为了做一个事叫成佛做主。那这样的这个事情这样的话修行是不是应该要趁早而不是等到老对吗你们同意我的话吗
So the only one purpose we practice is to achieve Buddhahood and then be the master of yourself.So when we practice and we don't want to wait until we old and retire or when we have a time, we have to do it now at this present moment. So we have to start as early as possible.
所以重点就是回到当下的心，当下一个修行的心。
Come back, the important part is go back to the present mind, every single present mind.
所以你不要分说哎呀净土宗就是念佛而已不是它就是修行的方法之一啊所以不要认为说啊净土宗就老人家念的你们去念佛就好了跟我没关系不是的它就是一个修行的方法修行的念头修行的观念
Don't think in Pure Land School is all for the old lady and old man and the people when they get old they have nothing better to do No Pure Land is one of the methods to practice
好这张 PowerPoint 我上个礼拜已经讲过了师父在一次的念佛禅期师父讲过念佛是用今心当下的心不是过去心不是未来心是当下的心禅宗修行参话头也是用当下的心不是过去心也不是未来心师父说这样子你在参话的当下也是念佛所以这个只是方法而已方法不同而已重点都是在修行
This slide we talked about last week, and this is from our master Sen Yan's one of his retreat, and the teaching from one of his retreat. He say, mindful of the Buddha is using the present mind, not the past mind, not the future mind. Chan practice is to investigate Hua Tou. It's also using the present mind, not the past mind, not the future mind. They are equal.And to mindful of the Buddha. So regardless of reciting the Buddha's name or investigating Hua Tou, it's just the difference is the different method.
好，下面这张我上礼拜讲，师父告诉我们说，心不安定的时候用念佛的方式，心安定的时候可以参念佛是谁。重点还是一样，当下的心。
So this slide we also talk about last week. So.And Sifu said, recite the Buddha's name in the agitated state. Investigate who is reciting the Buddha's name in stable state. And the important point is the current present mind.
所以是可以禅静双修，不只是圣严师父禅静双修，明末世大师也禅静双修，非常大的道的大师，甚至于在净土宗的大师，基本上都是禅静双修的。
So important is a Chan and a Pure Land practice in both. So not only our Shifu Master Shen Yan was doing that, and the four great masters in the end of the Ming Dynasty, they did that. A lot of great masters, they also did that.
好，只是今天我们 focus 在怎么样念佛的方法而已。
Today we focus more on how to recite,the Buddha's name and the method. We focus on the method.
好，龙树菩萨对那个大般若经有个论叫做大智度论。我想大家知道哈，大智度论，大智度论里面有一段文章讲说，假如有一个人一出生堕地的时候呢，能够日行千里，这已经非常不容易了。基本上我们是什么都走不了的哈，日行千里，而且千里之内呢，用七宝金银七宝铺满的堆满，整个堆的满满的。将这些七宝来供养佛，而且不是供养一天哦， 一千年内天天这样供养，这个福报大不大？非常的大。好，这么大的福报，还不如在佛灭度之后称念一句阿弥陀佛的佛号。因为前面那个供养是有形有相的供养的福德，没有办法像念一句阿弥陀佛这样的功德相比。
In the Mahaprajna Paramita Shastra from Bodhisattva Nagarjuna, and in there he mentioned, if a person is just born, and then, as soon as they're born, they can travel thousands of miles in a day. And in that thousands of miles, he accumulate all kind of treasure, and then use those treasure to make offer to the Buddha. And every day does that, and then in thousands of years. And that kind of merit is huge. But regardless of how big is that merit, and cannot compare to one person and recite one phrase of Amitabha after Buddha went into Parinirvana. So why is that? So before that, the first is only the material merit and the accumulate in the world. And the second, why is it so surpassed in the first one? And because when recite one phrase of Amitabha Buddha, and that kind of virtue and merit cannot be compete.
好，那我们来谈一下福德跟功德有什么不一样。
So now we're going to talk about the difference between merit and the virtue and merit.
福德就是讲的什么？就是世间的利益，比如说造桥铺路。这个就是一般世间的福德。可是功德是什么？我们记得在那个《观无量寿经》里面讲哦，他说呢，我们要孝养父母，侍奉师长，慈心不杀，对吗？像这个东西，慈心不杀，好。然后呢，这个其实是其中一个。好，他有修十善业，这是一个。他有三项，第二项是谈到什么？他说谈到受持三规，具足众戒，不犯威仪，这第二个。第三个是什么？你要发菩提心，然后深信因果，诵持大圣经典，劝进行者。所以不是只是念佛而已啊！你不是我在念阿弥陀佛，我就可以去西方极乐世界？你不用想，不可能的。告诉你，你一定要修的是这种出世间的功德，要发菩提心，要劝人家来听经，要自己要听大圣经典，要修行，这才是叫做功德啊！你只是念佛说我要去往生西方极乐世界，那个叫福德，那不叫功德。所以功德和福德不一样的，功德本身是出世间的东西，它是不只是自己本身，还要帮助一切众生的，这个才叫功德。
So what is the difference between merit and the virtue of merit? And merit is just merely and worldly material benefit or retribution accumulated. You're helping others and you make a lot of donations and this and that. You accumulate some merit and that's about it. This is from worldly form material matters. And then how about virtue of merit? In contemplation of infinite lifespan sutra, it says, and there's a three main category. And first, you have to filial to your parents, and then you have to repay back to your teachers, and then no killing. And there's a first category. And then second category, you have to take and uphold refuge and then also uphold all the precepts. The third category, and give rise to bodhi mind, and believe in cause and effect, and recite Mahayana sutras, and also help and advise other people to practice. So recite Amitabha's name, recite Buddha's name, is not only recite, and not merely reciting the name, and you have to accumulate this transcendental virtue and merit, and that's the meaning of virtue and merit.
所以很多菩萨法师说请他来当义工，说法师不要，我在家里念佛忙得不得了，你这样子只念佛 去不了西方极乐世界，这是佛经里面讲的。所以要修什么？修净业三福，这个就是经里面观无量寿经里面讲的，要修净业三福，就是刚刚我们讲的那三项，那三大项，净业三福。所以这个还叫功德，不是你修的福，你自己这边念佛那个是福德，你自己想去，那是想你自己的想法，你没有去劝进行者，没有发菩提心劝人家来学佛，那个离道是出不去的。
So, and sometimes I ask people and come to, become volunteer and to help others. They say, oh, Pastor, no, I'm sorry, I'm too busy. I'm too busy to reciting Buddha's name at home. I don't have time to do that. And so actually, by doing that, you're not going to be able to, accumulate, merit and virtue and merit. And that's only merely accumulate merit for yourself. And you have to give a rise to Bodhi mind. And you have to and come and help other people to practice. And, that's why it's, then you can build up the true virtue and merit.
好，接着我们下，我们来谈一下这个阿弥陀佛这四个字，就是阿弥陀佛这个名字。
So now we're going to talk about and what is the meaning of Amitabha, Amitabha.
好，它有一个字叫做 Amitabha。 阿弥陀佛它可以被翻成很多很多的名字，在不同的经上谈到很多，比如说在那无量寿经里面 讲到它是无量光佛、无量寿佛、欢喜佛，这边一大堆名字等等等等等。重点是他们就有个字根叫 Amitabha。Mita 这个字在梵文的意思就是 measurement 测量，然后 A 这是否定的意思，无法测量，所以它就是无量，这样你懂意思吗？无量后面这个字是光的意思，这个是寿的意思，后来就称为无量光、无量寿，甚至于呢还有一个名字在往生咒里面叫甘露王如来，我想你可能听过，他们的字根都很相似的。所以阿弥陀佛本身这意思，它的意思就有这么多。你印了一句阿弥陀佛这四个字的意思里面，就有欢喜、无边光、无碍光、超日月光，还有甘露王如来的意思在里头。
So the meaning of Amitabha and actually is means negative, and mita means measurable. So you put it together, it's unmeasurable, cannot be measured. In the Pure Land rebirth, Dharani, and also it's called Amita, and also called Amitabha Buddha as king of a Sridhu Tathagata. So and all these and there's infinite life, infinite light, and happy light, and boundless light, all different various names is all talk about to describe Amitabha Buddha.
好，我们这边谈到甘露王如来，我就谈到往生咒，我们稍微看一下往生咒。我想大家会念的话，那么阿弥陀佛也多他切多也，对吗？他意思是归命无量光如来，多底耶他即说咒曰：阿弥陀佛毕，升起甘露，甘是意思是不死永生的意思。阿弥陀悉耽薄毕，成就甘露，阿弥陀力毕迦兰地传遍甘露，洒遍甘露，而且遍满虚空。甘米尼甘甘那就是遍满虚空的意思，波多伽利沙诃声名远播，这里面谈到了就是谈到甘露，所以他谈到甘露王如来也是讲阿弥陀佛。所以你看你称一个佛名有这么大的功德，它是一个不死的药，甘露王如来。
We talk about Pure Land Rebirth Dharani. So we're going to explain a little bit. It starts Nami Amitabha ya Nami Amitabha ya Dodha ya da. Okay. So all these Namo means obey Buddha's teaching and devote one's life into Buddha. And so that's Namo. And then多大业多 means, and then I'm gonna start to talk about the Rani. And, 阿弥利多婆毕 And, it's like, and give a rise to Sridhu. That means, give a rise to eternity. And then, 阿弥利多悉耽婆毕 is accomplish the Sridhu. And, 阿弥利多毗迦兰帝 it's the spreading of the Sridhu. 阿弥利多毗迦兰多And it's to spread all over, everywhere the Sridhu. 前名尼切切那 that means persuade throughout the space, the empty space. And then the last,
只多
利迦恩沙婆诃 And that means, and Buddha's name and widespread and this carry bore and far and long and to successfully, perfectly accomplished.So here we keep emphasize about Suidu, and King of Suidu Tathagata is Amitabha.
所以你称念佛名，阿弥陀本身就还有甘露王的意思在里面。
So when you recite an Amitabha Buddha's name, and then also has the meaning of King of Suidu Tathagata.
好，根据这个啊大正藏续藏里面有一部经，这是。第二卷然后205号佛说阿弥陀佛根本秘密神咒经里面谈到什么他说阿这个字是指十方三世佛弥这个字是指一切诸菩萨陀是指八万诸圣教所以三个字阿弥陀三个字一切具足你才知道说那个阿弥陀佛这个名词有多么多么的殊胜
And there's another sutra says, and this Buddha say Amitabha, an original Dharani sutra, and it was saying, and Ah means Buddhas of the past, present, and future in 10 direction. Me means all bodhisattvas. Ta means 80,000 holy teachings. So you put all these three words together. Amitabha means perfect and complete.
所以念阿弥陀佛这个名号本身就有这么大的殊胜功德。
So just merely recite the name of Amitabha and have all these surpass virtue and merit.
好，我要问的就是说，好，我们用这样的一个方法在修行，你念阿弥陀佛本身有这么大的功德，因为就好像在替佛光海众生一样嘛，哈 ，OK。然后另外呢，它有另外一个 benefit， 另外一个利益就是说。你称念佛名，所以你就可以去西方极乐世界。第三个问题是，去西方极乐世界做什么？去修行。修行之后做来做什么？帮阿弥陀佛传播佛法呀，对吗？是啊，就好像是我们到哥伦比亚大学去读书一样，读来那个 system 就是哥伦比亚大学的 system， 出来你就是在传播这东西，一样嘛。当未来有一天我们成佛的时候，我们因地种了种子，就是阿弥陀佛的种子一样。所以为什么不去？你为什么不去？你坚持说我一定要修我什么法门？我们这个样的，我这样说我好了，这样的众生其实是愚钝的众生，你根本没有什么东西可以跟众生分享，你没有借佛的光，没有借佛的智慧，你根本没有办法帮助众生的。所以我们一定要去有一个佛国净土去修行。西方极乐世界是我们其中的一个世界。你不一定要去西方极乐世界啊，你也可以去药师佛的世界，去观世音菩萨世界都 OK。只是这些其他佛的世界，我们并不了解。阿弥陀佛世界是非常殊胜，是因为当初法藏比丘发了一个愿嘛，哈，所有的佛都要赐称我的名号。也另外这样，因为这样说，释迦牟尼佛在这个地方，在娑婆世界特别赞叹阿弥陀佛的安乐果极乐世界，讲的他这么多殊胜的东西，已经有这么多保证。为何不去？你为什么还一心执着说我要用我的方法来？其实我觉得我们众生其实是没有自己是没有资粮的。你希望能够成佛做主，我们其实力道是不够的。所以为什么我们今天要禅修想净土法门？不要认为净土法门是老人家做的事情，不是。等一下我举了个例子，像这一生只为了做一个事情叫成佛做主，你为什么不用一个好的方法去成佛做主？
So we use this method to practice, and we actually and use that the Buddha's name, Amitabha Buddha's name, and to care about all sentient beings, to help sentient beings. Why you do that? And then we use that to practice and to spread the Dharma. So why don't we do this method? And so if you only insisting on your method, oh, I don't do this, and this is for old people, and, you know, I do this and that and different method. But Amitabha Buddha and recite Amitabha Buddha's name, and then you actually borrow Amitabha Buddha's light and the wisdom to help us to practice. And so we said about it, the most important thing of a practice is to achieve Buddhahood, and then also to achieve Buddhahood and then to become the master of yourself. So if we want to do that, and sometimes and we don't have a capability, and we don't even have any supply to help us to do that, so why don't we just borrow Buddha's name and the light, and just merely recite Amitabha Buddha's name, and so to accumulate this supply and to help us to practice to achieve Buddhahood.
好，所以我想前面讲了这么多，只是告诉大家说，净土法门不是我们想的那么的浅。想当然，我跟你讲，我们自己年轻的时候也是觉得说啊，我就是要去看大藏经哎，念佛，嘿，老了再说吧。可是你发现不是的，我再回来看，为什么这么多祖师都念佛往生？那时候是一个大疑问呢，明末世大师。所有的佛门的这么多大师，为什么他们都到最后念佛念佛待死做什么？你会认为说哇，这些都是这么有智慧的人，他们为什么要做这个方法？这个方法原来是这么的殊胜。
So and don't use our shallow mind to judging on this method. And even when I was younger, I said, oh, you know, I'm not going to recite the Buddha's name. I want to study the Tripitaka Sutras. And I'm not going to recite on the Buddha's name. And but then again, I look at all the patriarchs, a lot of great patriarchs, and they all recite Buddha's name. So why is that? And because that's why, and then all these indications tells you this message is very surpassed.
好，所以呢，你念阿弥陀佛的意思，本身意思就是无量的智慧，无量的福报，无量光，无量寿。
So when you recite Amitabha Buddha's name, it means immeasurable wisdom and immeasurable virtue and merit.
好，下面就开始莲池大师的一篇文章，叫《普劝念佛文》。
Next, we're going to talk about the verses of persuading recitation from Master 莲池。
好，这篇呢，先问一段，就问莲池大师说，这篇要念佛，要怎么念法？知道这四个字嘛？哈，也可以念南无阿弥陀，怎么念法？莲池大师说，你在问他说，你都教你知道怎么念佛啊？莲池大师说，我教别人念南无阿弥陀佛。他说，那你自己怎么念呢？他说，我就念阿弥陀佛四个字而已啦。他说，什么不一样呢？他说我是决定一定要往生，不客气了，因为南无是皈依的意思嘛，是恭敬礼拜皈依的意思。他说经上讲持持名号，就是这四个字，没有南无直接念阿弥陀佛四个字，我就是一定要去西方极乐世界。你看莲池大师是这么样的坚定，一定要去西方极乐世界。为什么？他当初也是禅修的人，禅净双修，为什么这么确定？就告诉你念阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛。
So, how to recite Buddha's name? And some people ask Master 莲池, how do you teach people to recite Buddha's name? So, oh, okay, I teach people to recite Nam Mo Amitabha. And people ask it again, how about yourself? How do you recite the Buddha's name? You say, oh, I'm only a recite Amitabha. Amitabha. Why? Because I already determined to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. I can cut out all these courteous ply words. So I don't really need to say Nam Mo. Nam Mo is respect and take refuge. And so this is the only polite word. I already determined I'm going to go to Western Pure Land. I directly go there so I can omit all this word.
好，所以你要怎么念佛，你自己可以决定。好，你要怎么念四个字、六个字都可以。
How you gonna recite and Buddha's name is up to you. You can recite the six word Nam Mo Amitabha or just merely Amitabha.
好，普劝念佛文有个总的样貌，就是不论什么人，不论在什么地方，一切时、一切地、一切众生都可以学正好念佛。
So, the main point in this verses of persuading recitation is regardless anybody, anywhere, anytime, all sentient beings can learn, and just the simplest way, just recite the Buddha's name.
好，普贤念佛文总共有20个句子。好，二十个句子。那呢，这次我们是一对一对，两句两句，我们把它变成一对一对来看。第一个两句，我们把它名词叫做不论贫贵，正好念佛。
In these verses and there's a 20 sentence, so we pair up to 10 of each. So, and this, the first two is, if a rich person has enough wealth, then it is just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. If the person living in poverty has less attachment, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，这两句呢，我们把它合成了这，不论贫贵，正好念佛。
So I combine these into a sentence into regardless of rich and poor, and it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
好，当这个人很富贵的时候，我们这边谈到了富贵贫穷，讲的是物质上的东西。富贵的时候，受用现成，受用很自在嘛，家里有什么要什么用，根本就不用担心嘛，哈，空余时间就可以念佛了，哈，这是很自在的嘛，哈 ，OK。家里很贫穷。家很小，也没有什么好牵累的，不用送往迎来，没事，刚好念佛。
So here we talk about and wealth, it's material wealth, and you already have a lot of material wealth, and so everything is provided to you, and so you don't have to worry anything. Then it's just precisely the right time to recite the Buddha's name. So if you're in very poor, in poverty, and you don't really have anything anyway, so and then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
这个富贵哈，家里什么都现成都有了嘛哈。茶来伸手放在帐篷什么都有，所以用到最后的时候你就没有警觉心了，你觉得就是这样子，福报就是这样用掉的，所以你没有警觉心之后呢，你不会有生意警觉心，除非立根的人知道的当下一切的富贵连都不可以执着。有一个名词叫做三世愿，三世过去世现在是三世愿，今生富贵是因为过去生修行，过去生有累积的福报，就今生你有修行，你有办法用，那今生就受用，对吧？今生受用的时候，要是你受用的时候，你没有好好再累积福报，下生就没有了。好、哦，好、哦，今生受用就欢喜的用了，就好像天人一样，天人其实就是富贵的人了、啊。天像天人这样受用，到下一生一定是贫穷。所以过去生所修的今生用。今生要是不累积福报，下生就没有了。好，今生累积福报，将你这个累积福报，你在还在继续造福的时候，要是造的福没有菩提心当你的支撑，你修的是人天福报，那下一生还是没有。所以这是所谓的三世愿。所以重点就是我们一定要有智慧，所修的福报到最后一定要变成功德，而不是福德。
So, we talk about this wealth, it's material wealth, because everything, you have everything, everything is provided to you and come easy. And so you will not have the mind and of alarming. And, only those, has a karmic, sharp karmic roots, and then they will know, and, this is precisely the right time to practice. So if you don't practice, and if you don't accumulate more, and then you're gonna fall into this three lifetime grudges. And it means, and in this lifetime, in the present lifetime, you have everything. Everything is provided to you. You're very successful. You're very wealthy. It all because in the past life, you accumulate all this merit and virtue. So at the present life, you'll be able to enjoy it. And then if you keep using it up, your merit and virtue, your future life, your next lifetime, and you're going to fall down, and then you become into poverty again. That's why I call three life grudges. And then so, if in this present life, and you start accumulate merit, only merit, the material merit, and then so your next lifetime, you just only maybe just become a wealthy human again, and then go to the heavenly realm to enjoy all the enjoyment. So, and make sure in this lifetime you have to accumulate virtue and merit, the formless virtue and merit, so you won't fall into the three lifetime grudges.
好，我们刚才谈到说这个富贵就像天人一样嘛，天人就是犯富贵。正好举一个例子，祈佛你们听过吗？祈佛就是在释迦牟尼佛的时候是一个非常有名的神医嘛，他救过非常多的人，就因为他这样的，所以他就下一生就升到人，到天界去了。然后呢，有一天呢，目犍连就有事情，就到天界去找他，找目犍，找那个祈佛，就在那边等门口等，在宫外面等等祈佛出来这样子。远远看到祈佛，哇、哦，好欢喜，乘着车子就就出来了这样子。他想说，我等在这边可以等到他，没想到祈佛一看到目犍连就过去 ，Hello， 就走了，骑着车就走掉了这样子。哇，这目犍连想说。我是个大阿罗汉呢，我在人世间还是你的师父哎，你今天看到我只是 say hello 就跑掉了，他就用那个 super power 把他一把他抓回来，然后用神珠把他大致挡住，就问他说你在忙什么？看到我你就只是 say hello 就跑掉了。他说目犍连说你不能怪我哎，天界啊这么好玩，好多东西我都还没玩遍呢，哪有时间跟你打招呼，跟你好好讲啊，就跑了。所以目犍连就讲了。这就是天界的问题，天界呢，享乐容易之后，最后堕落，五衰相现的时候就堕落了。所以诸佛为什么在人间成佛？因为人间是苦乐参半，觉悟容易。所以你要把握，我们今生是人生的这么重要的重点就在这里，它是苦乐参半的，它是好修行的地方。
So since we talk about heavenly realm, let me tell you a story, and Javika, and actually is a super doctor and back then. And so, because he saved a lot of people's life, and so, he accumulated a lot of merit, so he went to heavenly realm. So, one day, and Magayayana and then went to see, Javika and in the heavenly realm. And so, he said, all right, I'll wait by his door and so I'll be able to see him. So, Javika and, came out with this car and then, just riding by. And then when he passed by, Magayayana, he just waved, say, hey, hello. And he just like zoomed by and then didn't even stop. And so, Magayayana is like, what's the rush? And then And in the human realm, I'm still your teacher. I'm a heart. And you just zoom by and me and don't even stop. So he used his supernatural power to grab him and ask him, hey, what's the deal? What's the rush? He said, oh, you don't understand. In this heavenly realm, there's so much fun. I don't have enough time to enjoy myself. I don't have time for you. I gotta go. So he's like, No, this is how, this humanly wrong people and then fall down and fall into, depraved. So why? This is an example and tells you why. In the humanly wrong, it's easier to practice because in our lifetime and our joy and suffer is half and half. So we are easier to waken up to the reality and then to a practice.
我觉得 Mina 讲起来就更生动，很有趣。OK， 好，我们讲另外一个故事哈。宋朝的时候呢，宋皇帝有个兄弟哈，就是他的封地叫越国金王哈，就是说他有个夫人叫越国金王夫人。这是在《净土圣贤录》，这是《万续藏》里面的78卷1549，《净土圣贤录》里面谈到这有一个越国夫人。所以我们想说富贵学佛，以前就说富贵学佛难嘛，学到难，但是这是一个很好的例子。这是一个王夫人哈，这样子，她学佛非常的精进，念佛念得非常精进，她念佛念到精进，念到不过瘾哈，把家里所有的佣人通通找来，通通跟着我到念佛堂去念佛，这样子。那她在那边念佛很认真的，旁边那些佣人根本搞不清什么状况，就在玩起来玩起来。这个夫人就把。就是有天就看到这有的佣人在那边念，我还要玩起来，就把他们叫来。其中有一个非常不认真，就把他叫来说：“你不要这个样子啊！我花钱哦，你都不要做事情，你只是在念佛哎，你为什么不认真呢？”他就跟他讲说：“净土法没有多殊胜啊，念佛多殊胜啊，这样。”结果这个佣人就忏悔说：“我不知道，以后我会认真念佛。” 就在以后在念佛堂里就非常非常认真念佛，念到他至少知道欲知识字。人家想说怎么可能年纪轻轻的小女生欲知识字，我们认为说谁往生啊，都是老人家对不对，都要很老了嘛，怎么年轻人会往生，而且念佛没事他往生，他讲人家不相信，就真的到那一天的时候他真的就往生了。往生之后呢，他就回来托梦给另外一个丫头，先讲好了，这个太故事太长了。
Okay, so there's another story, in the Song Dynasty, and this, one of the local king's, wife and this queen. And, she, recite Buddha's name very diligent. And so, and then she recite and recite and recite, but she feels it's too, lonely. So, and she grab all her servants and then come to, recite with her. And all these servants and don't understand why and she recite the Buddha's name and why they recite the Buddha's name. And so the queen is recite diligently and wholeheartedly and very concentrated. And they are on the side and talking and playing and whatever and then not paying attention. And the queen and start getting a little annoyed and say to them, what are you guys doing? I spend money to pay you guys. You don't have to do any house chore. You just recite the Buddha's name with me. And why don't you recite a Buddha's name? And also, and she gave all the benefits and how surpassing to recite Buddha's name. So, and all of a sudden, and this one particular servant, and she was and the most slacking off one. And all of a sudden, she realized, oh, I really didn't know. And so from that moment on, she started to recite very diligently and very concentrate. And then so, and be able to recite until she can tell the time and about her passing. And this is very wondrous. And such a young person actually can tell the time about passing. And then so at that particular time, and she passed away. And then later on, she came back to one of her friend's dream. And,
okay. 问题就是说，她预知识字，没有人相信，因为她很年轻。
Okay.
很年轻。
And, and then when she tell everybody about the time she's ready to pass, and nobody believe her. You're so young, it can be possible. So she actually passed away on that particular day, particular time as she predict.
她回来之后就托梦给一个她比较相要好的一个也是丫鬟，就跟她讲说，我回来我告诉你，你要帮我去谢谢夫人，因为夫人的原因，我们知道怎么念佛。而且我有因缘去到西方极乐世界，去到极乐世界这样子。就隔天的这个另外那个丫鬟就是跟夫人报告说啊，那个往生的菩萨回来了，他说要谢谢你啊，啊因为你的因缘让我们知道西方极乐世界，而且能够去西方极乐世界。夫人就说，他真有本事，直接回来跟我说，你说没有用，我不相信。就隔天呢，这夫人就做梦，就梦到他回来了。就回来跟夫人谢谢说，真的谢谢你哦，因为让我知道有希望极乐世界，而且有办法预知时至去了希望极乐世界。夫人就说，那你能不能带我去希望极乐世界看看？他说好啊，很简单，就带去了。去了那个一看，那个世界就是黄金为地，就是我们在阿弥陀经里面讲的七宝池、八功德水，都是同样这样子。他就一边走一边走一边走，看哇，都是那个大水池，里面都是大莲花、大莲花、大莲花。而且莲花啊，莲花上面有名字哎。十方世界只要有人开始念阿弥陀佛的名号，莲花上就刻一个名字在那个地方。每一朵莲花上都有名字。你说法师，大家都到 day 都叫 David， 怎么会弄错啊？哎呀，你不用担心哦，叫阿弥陀佛连这个 power 都没有的话就有问题的，因为你每天念佛，每天用功的程度都不一样，你一念佛，莲花就会越开越大。所以根据每一个人念佛的程度，那个莲花开的东西就是不一样的。就这夫人一边走一边走，就看到一朵，哎，一个莲花上坐了一个人。他说，哎，这个不是某某人吗？某某某某先生吗？就那个丫鬟就跟他说，是啊，是他啊。他说，可是这还没有走啊。对的，因为他在娑婆世界念佛非常的认真，他已经有化身在莲花上了。这就是佛经里面讲的哦，你。 行，你的意念到了之后，就现那个像这个地方。所以希望这个世界就有它的样子在那边了。先讲到这里好。
OK。So, the next day, and she came back to the dream of her good friend. And so, thank you for me and to the queen. And because her, so I know how to recite the Buddha's name. And so I can, predict my, passing time and go to Western Pure Land. And so, and the next day, and, this servant and tell, the queen, and the queen said, really?I don't believe it. Let her to tell me herself. So, till next day and the same night, and the queen actually had a dream, and then she came to her dream and to tell her. And so, I say, oh, and this Western Pure Land, really, can you take me there? Okay, just follow me. And so, and she followed her to the Western Pure Land.All the scenery and just as described in the Amitabha Sutra, and the goal is the floor, and it just has a three jewels palm. In the three jewels palm, and there's a lot of seven jewels palm, and it has a lot of lotus flower there. And on the lotus flower, they actually have a people's name. So, and she was, and she actually, and look at the name and of on the lotus flower, and. So, and they said, wait a second, this person's name I recognize, and, but he's still alive. And how come, his, lotus flower is already a blessing in the, seven jewels palm? And only because when you start to recite, the Buddha's name diligently, and then your, lotus already start to, germinate and start to blossom in this, seven jewel palm in the Western Pure Land. And this is the transformation body already be born there. So, you may wonder, oh, there's a 10 million Daves, and how do they know which Dave is that? And don't worry. And that's the least power of Amitabha Buddha has. So, and everybody has a different, different way to practice and how, depend how diligent you are. And your flower and could be small and then it could be, big and then it could be already blossomed. So this is the transformation body and already, born in the seven jewel palm.
他走走也看到那个莲花就萎缩了，就问他说这怎么回事，他说念佛念念不念了。不念莲花就没了。
Also, and she saw some lotus flower actually wilted. You say, what happened to this one? Oh, this person used to be very diligent and then recite the name very diligently, and then afterwards and gradually and then recite less and don't even start it. And so the lotus flower actually wilted.
十方世界有人念佛，就在西方极乐世界有一朵莲花，不仅不是只有娑婆世界哈，哎，是不是？因为在佛经里面讲，有非常非常多十方世界的多少多少多少多少万亿的菩萨是要去西方极乐世界的。好 ，OK， 好。结果在这个路，这个夫人一看，哇，好多莲花的名字都有的他认得的这样子，哎，他忍不住问了，说，哎，那我的莲花在哪里？这最关心的嘛，好 ，OK。就是菩萨带他到另外一个场一看，一个好大的莲池里面有一朵金色的莲花，好大一朵金色的莲花。他说：“夫人，那朵莲花是你的。”他夫人好高兴哦，因为什么？因为他自己很用功嘛，哈。然后这个金的莲花旁边有很多很多小莲花。他说：“因为哈，你自己念佛很认真嘛，哈，然后你带着我们一起念佛，我们每一个人都有一朵小莲花在旁边，就好像你的眷属一样。”我们在佛经不听到很多眷属吗？就是这样子的，很多很多小眷属在旁边。他说旁边这眷属就是我们。他说我的名在这边，这个大莲花是你的，而且这个莲花是金色的莲花，非常大的金色莲花。就夫人就非常的欢喜，之后就梦就醒了，这个梦非常的真实。
So, This lotus flower blossom in the Western Pure Land is not only from Saha world, actually from all worlds in the 10 direction. So of course, and they walking along, and so of course, and she want to ask, where's mine? So, and this servant took her to another big pond, and this in the middle, and this gold and humongous lotus flowers blossoming. And then a lot of this tiny little lotus flower is surrounded. So, and she pointed out that big and humongous gold lotus flower is yours because you have been practiced so diligent. And so yours flower is gold. And also, and those little lotus are us. Because then you lead us in to recite Buddha's name and we are your family member. And so we are all surround you. And so this dream is very real. And then she woke up from that.
好，这个妇人梦醒了之后就隔天还是去念佛，带着菩萨们念佛这样子。到了她60岁要生日的那一天，家里的人因为这是一个大家族嘛，所以大家都帮她庆生这样子。想请那个老妇人出来说，哎呀，帮她庆生。就找不到她。后来说，哎，老夫人可能在念佛堂，可能在佛堂，就看那夫人穿着海青，站在那边这样子，就叫夫人，夫人，夫人，夫人没有回应，一去看，站在那个地方站着，站着，手上拿着佛珠，嘴巴不动了，往生了，欲知实质，而且是立地站着往生，他就是在。60岁的那一天是他的真正的生日那一天，回家，回哪里家？回西方极乐世界，回到西方极乐世界的莲花台上。这个是一个富贵念佛的例子，把人间的小富贵转变成佛国净土的大智大富贵，无上的富贵。
So she continued to practice very diligently.And at her 60th birthday, because she's a queen, and her 60th birthday is a big event. So, and the whole family was preparing for her birthday. And so, the day, and they cannot find her. And so, and people thought, oh, maybe in the Buddha's hall and then chanting Buddha's name. So they all went to look for her. And then they saw her stood there and then has mala beads in her hand. And but she... she's wearing the robe and so and has mala beads in her hand. But her hand is not moving and she's not reciting. And then they realize that she already passed away. And she's passed away with a standing posture. And so she already knew her time is coming. And then so at that day, she picked her birthday, that particular day, and she's going to her real home, the Western Pure Land. So this is an example and tells you, and use... the material and material wealth in the human realm and to accumulate bigger wealth and bigger virtue and merit in Western Pure Land.
你说法师，我没有那么富贵，我不是什么王夫人，对吧？那我不要念佛了。不是的，下面我举个例子，贫穷人怎么念佛？
So you may be wondering and say, oh, 法师。I'm not a queen. I don't have that kind of wealth. I'm just an ordinary person. And how do I accumulate this kind of virtue and merit? And so we're going to give a next example and this person in poverty and to how to accumulate virtue and merit.
好，这个人呢叫做觉明妙行菩萨，可能大家都没有听过，甚至我自己从来没听过他的名字。在那个万序藏62卷的191的西方阙子里面提到这个人。觉明妙行菩萨，在念佛堂，我们常听到那种少说一句话，多念一声佛，听过这样字吗？哈，打的念头死，许如法生活，有没有？就是他说的，所以你要知道，就是这个人，他叫觉明妙行菩萨。
So this Bodhisattva's name is Jue Ming Miao Xing, and not that many people heard about his name, but the words he said in the following verses and actually is quite famous. And it's talk less, recite more, and kill all the wandering thoughts, revive your Dhamma body.
好，那我们来谈这个觉明妙行菩萨。他是我们娑婆世界的人，他是晋朝的一个乞丐。这个够贫穷了吧？比我们更贫穷，对吧？还是我们比较贫穷。OK, 物质上看起来比较贫穷。 这个乞丐天天都去乞讨，常常要不到东西，天天要不到东西，他自己就知道说，哎呀，一定是我过去生都不布施，所以我今生呢就要不到东西。然后他就是有一天就有个因缘到一个道场，就听了法师开示，法师就跟他讲说，你要自己要忏悔，因为今生连乞丐乞讨都要不到东西，你要好好的忏悔，过去生没有修福报，没有跟别人结缘，所以你今生连要都要不到东西。我就跟法师跟他讲说，有个人哈就开始念阿弥陀佛的佛号啊，就他想说，好吧，反正就要不到东西嘛，没关系，就去七天了，不出去乞讨，在家里啊，其实没有什么家啦，就是一个孤陋什么缝的这样，七天在家里念佛，念阿弥陀佛，念一天，念两天，念三天，念四天，念五天，念六天，念七天，就是佛经讲的，一若一日，若二日，若三日，若四，若七日，一心念佛。最后念到什么天？念到他看到那个佛，阿弥陀佛现无边身的样子给他看到，我就给他授记说，你一定可以去我西方极乐世界念七天，我就给他授记，一定可以去的。念完之后，七天结束之后，继续去乞讨，还是继续过他的日子，他是过到75岁，生活当中还是乞丐。但是到了当天的时候，他知道自己时间到了，他往生了，预知时至往生。往生去到西方极乐世界的时候，很快趁愿再来，就还渡到娑婆世界来度众生。佛就给他授记，名字叫做觉明妙行，这是佛给他的名字，叫觉明妙行，而且是四个字的。 OK， 他从梁武帝开始就到娑婆世界度众生，一直度众生，一直到明末清初，像观世音菩萨一样，众生需要什么给什么，众生需求给什么，就像我们在华经讲的妙音菩萨、药王菩萨、观世音菩萨一样，对不对？众生要度国王，现国王身，要现怎样就怎样身，众生有什么给需求，随缘度化。后来在清初的时候，有一个因缘跟弟子在谈着的时候，才跟弟子讲出了他自己过去生的因缘。这个例子够贫穷了吧？他去了西方极乐世界，又还度娑婆，度众生。所以菩萨们，你不要说富贵人去念佛，贫穷人念佛，中间人没事，不是的。富贵贫穷全部包含在内的，我们就是要去念佛，好好的求生西方极乐世界。
So the next story is to tell this person in extremely poor and poverty condition and how to recite the Buddha's name. So this Bodhisattva 觉行妙明, and back in Jin Dynasty about in Jin Dynasty, and he's a beggar. So every day, and he went out to begging for food, and a lot of time he end up nothing. So he realized, and probably in the past, he never built, and he never give anything away, or give anything. So he doesn't accumulate enough merit and to even a beggar to get a food. So one day he went to a monastery and he listened this master and give a talk, and so and he started to repent, and so and he realized he didn't cultivate enough virtue and merit. So and then in the meantime the Fa-shi teach him, oh, you can recite Buddha's name, and so you just recite 7 days. So and then he put down everything, and well, he doesn't go out to beg, he think about it, I won't get anything anyway, I might as well just stay home. Home is not a home, it's just really a place that has a little cover, and so he can sit there and to recite Buddha's name. So he recite 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and until 7 days, and just like Amitabha Sutra described, 1 day, 2 days, to 7 days. He recited wholeheartedly and about Buddha's name, and until one day he actually see Buddha and showing the transformed body and boundlessly and filled up the whole empty space and in front of him. So, and the Buddha also give him prophecy, and I definitely guarantee you will go to Western Pure Land. So you absolutely can go there. So, and after the 7 days, and Jesus continued to recite Buddha's name, and then also still as a beggar and to begging on the street. Until when he reached 75 years old, and that day, and he already know his time passing is coming. And so, and he went to Western Pure Land immediately that day. And then, because he gave up vow, he wanted to come back to Saha World to deliver other sentient beings. And so he came back to Saha World very fast. So, and then since there's a Liang Dynasty, and then he already and came back as a bodhisattva and until the end of the Ming Dynasty and to deliver other sentient beings. And just like a Guanyin Bodhisattva, and when Guanyin Bodhisattva encounter anybody, any form, any sentient beings, if they need help, and Guanyin Bodhisattva will transform to that particular form of a sentient being to help that sentient being. So, and then he just continues to do that, and then and to deliver sentient being depend on all different kind of course and condition. And until Qing Dynasty, and then one day he finally shared and all these story with his disciple, and then people realized that. And this Jue Ming Miao Xing Bodhisattva actually and is the name is given by Buddha.
好，所以我们看前面那个越王夫人，富贵嘛，哈，若人富贵，受用自在，正好念佛。这个呢，觉明妙行是若人贫穷，家小累少，正好念佛，都好念佛。但是你不要忘记了，他们也都发愿度众生。你看，像那个夫人，就是旁边的度众生就开始度了，这也是一样的。所以这两段呢，我给一个小小的扛，想问你是，你现前关心什么？
So from these two examples, regardless and you are very wealthy, and then and you just right time to recite Buddha's name. Even you're very poor in poverty, and also just the right time to recite Buddha's name. So and from these two stories, I give a little conclusion here.
别担心，我是不是更有钱？你是不是这样想？我是不是更有钱？第一个冒出来念头，还是你想说东山寺有没有人在修行？想说这给我什么管的呀、啊、那是长地法师要去烦恼的，长光法师要烦恼的，对吗？甚至还有人说念佛会有没有人参加，那跟我没关系的，我都不去了还去，你们会这样想吗？今天有没有新的菩萨加入？我现在看到要站在灵文每个礼拜都他当这个，他就已经问有没有菩萨来，这就是关怀众生啊。还是你今天是不是更富贵更贫穷？这个富贵贫穷不是物质上的东西哦，你是不是借今生的小富贵修来生的大富贵呢？还是借今生的小富贵修来生的贫穷呢？这可是精神层面的东西哦，要问自己。我先丢这个问题丢在这里给你，你今天听了法师这一段东西后，你想到的是什么东西？
So I'm going to throw this question to you. What is your most concern now? And today, are you more wealthy?And, today, in this Chen, Chen Center, is anybody in practice? And, today and this afternoon, we have this, a chanting practice. And it's gonna be a lot of people participate. Oh, today, come to listen to the lecture. It is a new people here. And today, you become wealthier or you become poor. And, this wealthy and poor is not material.Okay, it's, you use, this small wealth and small material wealth in this lifetime, and you build up, and you're gonna build up more, wealth, which means, more virtue and merit in the future, or you just gonna use up your, this little wealth, and then you become more poor and in the future.
So, 我会想说，莲池大师写下了这两段句文的时候，他的心胸有多少对众生的关怀心，你不能只看表面那几个字、啊、那个大菩萨的那个对众生的那个心是在那个地方的。
So the, from the first two sentences we talk about it, regardless of which rich or a poor, and always it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. This is from Master Lian Shi. Of course, and he bring out this. This is the issue, and most people worry about it. And so that's why he used the first two and to emphasize that. Of course, it's not the material wealth. Is the wealth of a virtue and merit.
因为众生最关心贫富，我们非常关心贫富，对，所以莲池大师把这个贫跟富的问题直接先举出来了。贫跟富的时候都是正好念佛，正好念佛，都好念佛。
That's why Master Lian Shi emphasize and this issue people worry about the most and wealthy and poor. So and this is the first two sentences of his verse.
好，接着我们看下面的两个。有五指示正好念佛。
So the next two sentences, regardless you're having children or not, don't have a children, it's always just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
若人有子，终世得脱，正好念佛；若人无子，孤身自有，正好念佛。只要你有孩子的时候，你的家业啊，你的家道啊，思想啊，逻辑都有人传承了，你没事了就念佛吧。假如说你无子，就是不管是孩子大了离开家，或是身边根本没有孩子，一个人根本很自在，不用担心这个孩子有没有人教养，有没有人管，没事，正好念佛。
So if a person has a children for ancestor worship, is it just right time to recite the Buddha's name? If the person has no children, free without any string attached, then it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. So you have a children, you have a lot of children, you have a huge family, and whatever you have, and you can inherit down to your children and grandchildren. Okay.And then, so you, that already taken care, and then just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. So if you don't have any children, and even you're just by yourself, and then that's even better. You don't have a string to attach. You don't have to worry and to put the kids to college or and anything. So, of course, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name.
佛经里面讲，父母子女的因缘就只有四种。讨债、还债、报恩、报怨。都是这四类，就这四类。哦，你看哦，讨债的话，哦，你给他多少都不够，哦，还债的话，哦，你给他他会觉得不需要，他会回来供养父母亲。报恩也是一样，那抱怨的话是父母亲再怎么对他好都没有用的，这就是过去生结的缘了，哦，今生子女跟父母就是只有这样的因缘而已。而且要讲的是，这个缘只是暂时性的，就只有今生暂时性的，暂时这两个字很重要，这只有今生的缘，今生结的这样子。
So in the sutra, and they describe the cause and condition between parent and children, and there's only four different kind of relationship, children come back to collecting the debt, children come back to return the debt, or return the favor.And come here to pay the grudges. It's only four different kind. And the first kind, and to come here to collect the debt. And regardless how much you give it to the children, it's not enough. And then the children come back to repay the debt. And you don't really give them much, and they were just satisfied. And also the same to return the favor. And then the last one, and to come here to collect the grudges, and this is, however, you're so nice and so kind and taking care of these children, and it's useless. It's only four different kind of relationship. And it's only to do this lifetime. It's temporary.
好，所以香港啊，这个光明讲堂这个寿爷老和尚写了一个对联，说夫妻是缘，有善缘，有恶缘，冤冤相报，因为无缘无做伙啊，哈！儿女是债，有讨债，有还债，无债不然。
So this old monk in Hong Kong, and he wrote this Shou Ye, Master Shou Ye. He wrote these verses. husband and wife, a couple, it's affinity. And there's a good affinity and there's a bad affinity. And so, and they return a revenge and back and forth. And then children are debts. And then some of them to collect the debt, some of them return the debt. If it is without debt, they won't be here.
很贴切吧，对吧？哇，是是是 ，OK， 好，那我们要举几个例子来讲一讲哈。好，我们来讲一下唐朝一个叫庞蕴，我想你们听过对吧？你听过这个名字吗？庞蕴居士有。好，我们来谈一下这个庞蕴居士。庞蕴居士其实他以前是一个非常富有的人，非常的富有。然后呢，他钱借给人家，从来都不记账的。有很多人想赖账的时候，曾经就有一段讲是有人想赖账。就看到庞蕴家，他们家有狗狗，那个狗就跟他说：“你不可以赖账，我就是以前赖账，现在在他们家当狗狗，这样子。”所以就有很多很多这样，他就讲了很多很多这样的例子，就是庞蕴就是讲很多这样的例子。
So next we're going to talk about this layman 庞蕴 ，and in the Tang Dynasty, and so he's very wealthy.But he's very kind to people. If anybody needs some money and to spare, he usually give away and without and writing down and who owe him the money. And so some people say, since he's not writing down anything, maybe I was thinking I'm not going to pay back. So while these two people talking and there's a dog in the Pang Yun's home, he say, the dog start to talk. Don't do that. You see?Because I did that, now this life I become a dog. So don't ever do that.
所以庞蕴居士后来呢，他就把他们家所有的家产呢丢到海里面去了，他就一家很清贫的在过日子。
So later on, this Pang Yun, this layman, and then he throw all his wealth in the ocean. And so then they become very poor, and then to live.
他一家呢就是。同修还有一个儿子一个女儿一家四口通通认真修行而且修行的非常的有力道应该这样说有一天呢这个庞蕴居士呢就跟他女儿讲他说你去外面看当这个太阳呢来到正日中间的时候就告诉我一声这样子就女儿跑出去一看他跟他的婆婆讲什么吧今天太阳很奇怪你出来看看好了就他父亲一出去说没有啊不是都一样吗回去一看他女儿坐在他的床上往生了他女儿就往生了这个女儿叫灵照庞灵照就往生了就爸爸就想说哇这个孩子怎么这么聪明比我还往生本来我就是想说太阳到正中间的时候我要往生了就他女儿就先往生了后来这个事情呢就被然后他同修跟他的大儿子在耕田嘛耕地人家就跟他讲说哎你同修往生了哎你要女儿往生了这样子没有后来这个林照往生之后他爸爸妈妈就帮他处理完之后呢庞蕴自己就往生这样子也是自在往生在往生之后这个事情就让他这个堂婆跟堂孩子跟这个孩子跟太太知道这太太就跟孩子在和他儿子在那边耕地啊拿着锄头在那边耕地就跟他说你爸爸往生了这个庞大一听他爸往生锄头一放站着往生站着往生之后呢这是庞蕴居士结果是庞婆呢就没办法讲说你们这一家人真麻烦还要不要处理这么多人的事情就庞婆讲了一个句子坐卧立化未足奇你们坐着往生站着往生都不奇怪的啦不若我这个庞婆呢撒手我比较厉害他说呢双手拨开无缝石这个石头是没有缝的拨开无缝石不留痕迹与人知他当下讲完这个偈颂之后就不见了就从缝中就消失了一家都这么自在坐脱力亡所以你觉得知道怎么样修行就是这样修行就只有这样啊他不是在人间实现人前成佛吗就这样子、
So this layman Pang Yun actually he has some great stories so He has a wife and then one son and one daughter, and they all practice very diligently. And one day, and And he was with his daughter. And so his daughter said, hey dad, look at the sun. So he tell his daughter, say, oh, you know, when the sun reached the center of the sky and call me. And so the daughter and went out to see and he said, oh dad, look at the sun outside. And so he went out to look at the sun. It's like, there's nothing special about it today. And so, so he returned back to the room and the daughter already sneaked back on the bed, sitting on the bed and passed away. So he's like, wow, this girl is smart. And, she just picked the right time. And so, okay, so I'll take care of what I have to do for her. And then afterwards, and he passed away. So, the mother, and which is Pang Yuan's wife, and his son is working in the rice field. And so when people told them about the news about the father and then the daughter passed away, they wasn't surprised. And so after the son heard that, he threw away his tools, and then while he's standing, he passed away. And so the mother, and look at all these happen, he said, oh, so she started this verses, regardless of sitting, standing, and lying down, and the way and to die is nothing special. And so I have the most way and to show and how to pass away. So and so she used a hand to open a rock without any gap. And so and she went in there and then not leaving any trace to let people know. That's how she passed away. So, and you can see, and all the members in the family, and they all pass away with such ease.
所以你看有孩子有什么关系？没有关系，还是好好修行，对吗？ 现在人就说不行呢，我要照顾我儿子，还要照顾孙子，还要照顾曾孙，你永远都没完没了了。
So you can tell, you can tell from this story, regardless you have a children or you don't have a children, and it's just the right time to practice and just the right time to recite a Buddha's name. And some people may give excuse, oh, I can't leave now. I have to take care of my children. I have to take care of my grandchildren. I even have to take care of my great-grandchildren. So I don't have a time to practice.
不然就说我们家有个老头，还要照顾他，对吗？
Yeah, also I have an old man at home, or old lady at home, I got to take care of them. I can't go.
照顾是要的，但是你的修行方法不能掉，你还是持续修行。好。 这段呢，我们做一个小小的 conclusion， 我用一个庞蕴的句子写的：但自无心于万物，何妨万物常围绕。你看懂吗？<笑>你周边有什么东西跟你什么关系啊？你根本对它都不执着的话，它有山有树有海有海有盒子有太太有什么关系？只要你不执着，它就可以了。何妨万物围绕？万物围绕，这是自然现象。
So of course you need to take care of your family member, but still you need to practice diligently. So I'm gonna have a conclusion about and use the Pang Yun's verses. And so I'm not abiding in all kind of world in the all kind of thing in the world. And so all kind of world, all kind of thing in the world is surrounding me and doesn't really matter. It has nothing to do with me.
Okay, 好，你看懂了哈。好，所以呢，有子嗣，无子嗣有没有关系？没有，他只是他跟你今生的缘嘛，对不对？你就是还想修行，想到一个人是谁？维摩诘。 我们觉得这个居士也是很厉害，对吧？他什么都有，什么行为都有，但是呢，是个修行。我们就要用这样的方法来修行。
So regardless you have a children or you don't have a children, you have a children is because and they have an affinity with you this lifetime. And so and that doesn't affect you how practice hard. And also we thought about in this particular layman, layman Vimalakirti, and he has everything. And so but still he's a very diligent practitioner.
好，我想今天只能讲这样子，其实已经很有趣了，不是吗？ OK， 好，我们呢，我把今天的东西，我们做一点点的 conclusion 哈。其实我今天一句讲五段，结果还是我讲太慢了。好，我们来讲到最后这边，又回到这一章来。 我再回来问这张。你现在终于知道为什么这样子吗？我们今生来到这个人世间是为了什么目的？就为了成佛做主，对吗？成佛做主，修行需要什么时间、什么地点吗？什么时间都可以，随时随地都修行。
So we come back to the question I throw at you in the very beginning. Why am I here in the humanly one? And so because I come here and to achieve Buddhahood and to become the master of myself, that means I will not affect by all the disturbance around me in the world.
好，所以这只有两个了哈，不论是贫穷或是富贵，都正好念佛。有五指示正好念佛，当下法师讲经讲得非常精彩，也正好念佛，讲得不好正好不要听，也可以正好念佛啊。你们有在念佛吗？有。好，太好了。
So we only talk about an four sentence and in two groups. Regardless of rich or poor, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's nameRegardless you have a children or you don't have a children, it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. And you may like today's talk, you may not like today's talk, you may fall to sleep, but still, and it's just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. Are you reciting the Buddha's name?
所谓的正好念佛是正好修行的意思啦，你知道吗？正好修行，当下在修行。
Here we talk about just the right time to recite the Buddha's name. It really means just the right time to practice.
好，我用一张做今天 的结论哈。今天结论是这样子的，我们还是用这个门帘来讲说，富贵贤孝前因成，今生是富贵，儿子是贤人还是孝顺，都是前面的因啊，因地。今天是成是当下的状态，是富贵或是贤孝，这样你看懂吗？
So I'm going to use this conclusion today. And the first verses is the present wealth, rank, virtue, filial children are the cumulative from the past, cumulative karma from the past.
我的下联是贫穷愚鲁今果报，过去的因地造成今生的贫穷或是愚笨鲁钝，今生还是果报。
The second is the present poverty, foolish, stupid, reveal the retribution from the past.
我的横批是时时处处正好修行，你用的方法是念佛，就正好念佛。
So and the vertical, the horizontal one is andregardless where and when, and it's always the right time and the right place to recite the Buddha's name or to practice.
也就是回到师父讲的一句话，圣严师父说，观一切修行方法叫做观，照是心中清清楚楚提起方法，就跟师父的观照提完全相应，随时随地清清楚楚回到修行方法上，观照体。
So in the middle is from our 师父 Master 圣严 contemplation, contemplate all methods and illuminate clearly knows all kind of method, and the last is bring up the method. So at any time, anywhere, and then you clearly know about illuminate about all the method, and then bring up the method to practice.
我今天什么都没有说，对吗？好，供养大众，阿弥陀佛。
I didn't really say anything today, right?